This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to another weekly edition of our Quick Hits on the Boldly Go podcast, our news in the world of points, miles, and travel. Before we get into the news of this week, a couple quick reminders. You can catch all of our full-length episodes on our YouTube channel, and we do have our timestamps as well, so that if you need to move ahead or move backwards, you absolutely can in our show notes, whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify as well. On YouTube, also for those of you that watch our full-length episodes on YouTube. And also, don't forget, we have our Boldly Go Live coming at you next year, February 5th through the 7th in Miami. We have got some fun things put together and planned for that event. We still have some tickets available for that, so would love to see all of you all there. So with that, let's jump right into the news this week. And obviously, one thing I want to point out, there's a lot of news and changes in the world of points and miles. There's so many deals and opportunities and targeted offers and all these different things. I typically don't go through all of them because there's so many things. So I like to just hit on the things I feel like are the most interesting and the most pertinent for you all. So we're going to jump through. But this first one is that through June 6th, though, as this airs, about a week of time left, IHG One Rewards is running a promotion offering 100% bonus on purchase points. If you've been following the show for a while, you know I'm a fan of buying hotel points when they have a 100% bonus because that preserves my transferable points. Now, that doesn't make sense for everybody, and I get that 100%. But for my wife and I, for Hilton and for IHG, we buy our points every single year. We buy the cap, at least the cap you can buy for one person. Technically, we could max out for both of us, but we don't. We buy the cap for one person for Hilton and IHG. Now is the time to capitalize on the IHG 100% promotion. Now, IHG usually does a couple throughout the year. I don't have a list of dates in front of me, but I believe this is the second one for the year, maybe third. So they're likely going to have another one before the year is out, but it's a great time to jump into it and do it. One of the things that my wife and I do a couple times throughout the year is we do a kind of a financial planning assessment and meeting. And as you all know, I'm a financial advisor. So I sit down with clients and meet with them a couple times a year to go through their portfolios and go through their investment allocation and go through their projections on where they're timing for retirement and just go through all the things to align with how are they doing and what track they're on. Well, I also want to make sure that we're doing that as well. But one thing we incorporate into that as well is where are we from a point standpoint and what opportunities do we need to take advantage of and what's the next card we're going to get. So ours are a little bit different because while on one hand we might be looking at our net worth and projections and savings and investments, the next thing we're looking at, well, how many points do we have and what are we going for next and what trips are we have coming up and all those different things. So we talked about that during one of our recent retirement planning and financial date nights, if you want to call that. I know it sounds riveting, which I actually learned about this from another client years ago who said that they do a quarterly money date. So every quarter they get together, they look at all of their assets, their accounts, all sorts of things. That was before working with me. And I told them I was going to steal that and tell all clients about that. And I did. And then I got married and we do it as well, just not quarterly. But anyway, I digress. As I talked through all this, in that meeting, we said, hey, look, you know what? We haven't capitalized on IHG yet. We've done Hilton. So I bought my 240,000 Hilton points, which I paid $2,400 for, but got 240,000 Hilton points as a bonus. So a total of 480,000 points for $2,400. So basically bought them for half a cent each. It's essentially the same thing with IHG, except IHG allows you to get up to 300,000, which I'm pretty sure last year the cap was 200,000, but this year it's 300,000 plus a $300,000 bonus. So if you pay 3K, you will be able to get 600,000 IHG points. I have a full episode with Travel Like Tommy, which is back in episode 84, where we talk about where this makes the most sense. We break down the math. Tommy does a great job talking through all that, so I'm not going to go through that today, but this can be a really great idea and a really great strategy if you haven't done this before to, again, preserve your transferable points for getting outsized value for your stays in the future. So something I wanted to just keep on your radar as well. So last week I mentioned the Frequent Miler crew. They did a really nice initial analysis of the Hyatt devaluation. Well, then Thrifty Traveler did a really, really in-depth one as well that I wanted to talk through. And basically, after they analyzed over 368,000 Hyatt award nights, the early verdict is overall pretty mixed, but luxury travelers are definitely feeling the pain the most. The biggest losers they found were actually the top tier Hyatt properties. So not a single category 7 or 8 night got cheaper. And for anyone new here, those are the top tiers of regular Hyatt properties. And for the regular hotels and properties, it's 1 through 8. And for the all-inclusive resorts, it's A through F. So not a single category 7 or 8 night got cheaper, and roughly 2/3 of luxury award nights increased in price. So hotels like the Park Hyatt Tokyo, Alila Resorts, and many premium Andaz properties are now requiring a significant amount of more points than before. And I think Japan was hit especially the hardest, which is no surprise because Japan is booming right now with tourism, and more than 40% of award nights across the country increase in price, with Tokyo property seeing some of the steepest jumps due to just honestly extremely high demand and cherry blossom season pricing. And again, this doesn't just the hotels. If you love the all-inclusive resorts, which we do, this also hurts because about 65% of all-inclusive award nights are now more expensive, and resorts like Hyatt Zilara Cap Cana are jumping as high as 65,000 points per night during peak season. But what's interesting about this is there are a few bright spots. And this is pretty consistent with what I talked about last week as well. And basically, lower end category 1 and 2 hotels got noticeably cheaper in many cases. And many of Hyatt's mid-tier portfolio, so think the category 4, 5s, and 6s, they've remained relatively stable so far. Asia Pacific as a region saw some average award decreases outside of Japan. I think the biggest concern long-term is going to be volatility, because now they still technically have an award chart, but they now have a much higher range. Think of a pendulum swinging back and forth. They have a much higher range to adjust, and the pricing, although not technically dynamic pricing, still has the opportunity to act a little bit more like dynamic pricing, which is not ideal. So I do think Hyatt is offering better value than Marriott or Hilton or IHG at the high end, but I think us seeing those outsized sweet spots are going to be starting to disappear. And one thing that Frequent Miler actually talked about on their show is that it's very likely Hyatt knew that we were all going to analyze all of these different things as soon as the award chart changed. And they're likely going to make some things gradual. So we might have seen properties not change when we checked last week, but who's to say that those properties for the same dates aren't going to make a change next week or next month or 3 months from now? So these are all things I think are important to consider, but this isn't taking me off my train of being a globalist or looking at Hyatt properties. I am still a Hyatt fan primarily. I'm a Hilton fan as well, don't get me wrong, but we're definitely going to be a little bit more strategic, especially for those higher end properties. After hearing our episode on autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop, without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the pro version completely free. autopilot. Never overpay for travel again. Now, Bilt just announced its next rent day transfer bonus, and this month is focused on Tap Air Portugal's Miles and Go program. So on June 1st only, remember, for rent day promotions, which I know many of us that have Bilt now have mortgages, not rent, but still called rent day for now. On June 1st only, Bilt members get up to a 125% transfer bonus depending on their status level. So blue members get 25%, silver gets 50%, gold is 75%, and platinum 100%, which is a welcome sight to see because last month they kind of devalued this. And the gold, I think, got 60% instead of 75%. Platinum at best got 75%. So I'm glad to see that they've brought this back to what they've originally have been. But you can use the Bilt Cash upgrade to pay to get a higher percentage. So platinum members actually can get as high as 125%. So what does that mean? Well, some economy Europe flights on TAP could actually cost as little as 26,000 Bilt points round trip after the bonus, while TAP business class flights to Europe could effectively drop to around 45,000 Bilt points one way. And one thing to remember is that TAP is part of Star Alliance, so these miles can actually be used on partners like United, Air Canada, ANA, Turkish Airlines, a lot of other options there. But there is one thing to keep in mind, is that Bilt is now capping rent day transfers at 100,000 base points before bonuses, which I think is because of all of us who transferred a buttload of points during the Japan airline transfer a few months ago. So they probably were like, yeah, we can't have this happen again. So they're capping that now, which is a little unfortunate, although I do appreciate they've brought back the transfer bonuses a little bit higher. And also, TAP's website can occasionally be a little temperamental at best. So if you've been eyeing a trip to Europe, especially if we're talking Lisbon or Porto, right, for Portugal specifically, this could be one of the stronger Bilt transfer bonuses that we've seen for specifically those type of flights. Now, as many of you know, if you've been following the show, my wife and I, we got married, destination wedding, beautiful hotel or resort, Casa de Campo, which is not any sort of property. It's not an IHG or Hilton, a Hyatt or Marriott or anything like that. Its own thing. And we were able to earn points because of the credit cards that we use to put our wedding expenses on. But if you know of someone that's planning a destination wedding, IHG just launched a pretty interesting promotion where you can earn up to 300,000 bonus IHG One Rewards points for hosting your wedding at participating IHG luxury and lifestyle properties in the US, Canada, or the Caribbean. And the way it works is basically you have tiers that start at 120,000 bonus points for spending 10K, and they scale all the way up to 300,000 points for weddings spending 40,000 or more. And interestingly enough, if you do the math, the best return is actually at the lowest threshold because the 10,000 spend tier works out to roughly a 7% return in points value, which is nice. Now, obviously, this is not a reason to go just spend more on a wedding just to chase points, but if you're already considering destination wedding and you are eyeing different properties and there's an IHG one that stands out, it could be a nice way to offset part of your honeymoon or maybe some future travel for you as well. And one thing to note is that the qualifying spend only includes things like food and beverage minimums, ceremony fees, and room rentals. So not the guest room bookings, not taxes, gratuities, if you have an outside photographer, none of that actually counts towards that. In other news from Miles Earn and Burn, they mentioned that Emirates has devalued their award redemptions, and they pretty much got a nice summary of the breakdown of Emirates devaluation. So for first class searches, it's about a 15% increase from their research. Business class, also about 15%. Economy, no main changes that they saw. And then upgrades, 10 to 15% increase as well. So unfortunate, again, devaluations are going to happen. Emirates, it looks to be about, on average, 10 to 15% for everything, including upgrades, first and business class. If you're looking to book an economy flight with Emirates, you're probably going to be okay. But one small positive change, though, is that one-way saver business fares are now bookable. You don't have to book a round trip to get that saver fare. So that is something that's really nice as an opportunity. Probably going to be rare to find, but definitely something that exists now that wasn't an option before, because before you had to book the round trip to get the saver fare. There are new American Express Hilton No Lifetime Language links that have been surfacing for the personal cards. So for the Aspire, getting 175,000 points to surpass 130,000, and the regular honors cards 100,000 points. I'll put the link to these in the show notes. Again, these are no lifetime language links. So if you're a person that you just love getting the free night certificates, you love the Aspire card, you want as many of those as you could possibly get. Well, if you're looking for a no lifetime link for that, again, your miles may vary on if it works or not, but we'll put those links in the show notes for you. Every summer, Kimpton has had a secret password or phrase that gets you a special treat if you mention it when you check in. This new password for this year is in bloom and out of office, which is a full phrase. I know we used one a couple of years ago when we were in Honduras, and it was not that lengthy. It was, I'm pretty sure, just one word. Now, just so you know, whenever you use it, every hotel is going to be different in what you get. You might get a little gift basket. You could get a beverage credit at the bar for $50 or $100. You could get some sort of souvenir. Who knows what it will be? It's going to be unique for every property. But if you can slip that one into the conversation, you are going to get something from them. And that password is working from stays from now to August 29th. And again, that could even be free parking. You might get a room upgrade, a free breakfast. You know, there's a wide range of what you can get depending on the property and what they can offer. But it definitely makes sense if you're going to be staying at any sort of Kimpton property this summer, make sure to say in bloom and out of office. City Thank You Points has a couple new transfer bonuses right now. They just mentioned this week, 25% to Wyndham and 30% to I Prefer through June 13th. And while we're on the subject of transfer bonuses, the ones that are still active as of when this show goes live, last couple days or last day or so to get the 20% transfer bonus from Amex to Hilton, then Capital One has a 20% transfer bonus to Qantas. That's good through May 31st. Chase, 30% transfer bonus to Southwest, good through June 5th. Rove Miles, 25% transfer bonus to Air Canada, good through June 6th. And then Chase does still have their 55% transfer bonus from Ultimate Rewards to Marriott Bonvoy, good through the end of June, June 30th specifically. And my last piece of news here is that Chase increased the refer bonus on the Inc. business cards to 40,000 Chase points per card and limited to 200,000 per year. So for a while, that bonus was 20,000 per card and limited to 100,000 per year. And they just mentioned that this week that they're increasing that refer offer. So if you have a Chase business card, you can now get 40,000 bonus points when you refer a friend to sign up for any of the four Inc. cards or for the Sapphire Reserve for Business. Keep in mind, this has to be, I believe, their first Chase business credit card when you send that. So if they already have an Inc. and you're referring them to the Sapphire Reserve for Business, you're probably not going to get those referral points. It's just something to know for your friends that you're talking about points and miles. Maybe they're business owners, they're friends of yours, and you're talking to them about the value of points and miles. Send them that referral link, collect that 40K. Up to 200K per year, but I believe that's card specific. So if you have a number of Chase cards, just keep in mind which one you've been referring. And if you get to over 4 or 5 on one, shift to another one and keep those points going. That's it for the quick hits this week, everybody. I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend, a fantastic week. As always, I like to express gratitude for each and every one of you that listen to our show on a weekly basis and consume our content, whether it's through our blog, Instagram, our Facebook group, the WhatsApp community chat. All of you are amazing. It's such a great community that we've built, and I appreciate each and every one of you each and every week. With that, again, have a fantastic weekend. Take care. Remember to travel well, live boldly, and we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania. Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.